serious of the throat.
Diphtheria.
And this disease, when you, the body turns yellow or
jaundice.
And sharp pain that requires an operation on the side is
appendicitis.
And the terms for when you are sick as a result of taking food in.
Food poisoning.
I want to know the verb that you use for bringing food back up.
Regurgitate is a
more polite
term. Yeah, but
what
vomit.
Words, even common ones.
Vomit.
You think of. All right. Is this the one you'd use here in the house?
Probably. I'll spit up is one.
Have you heard any other joking terms or crude terms for vomit that?
Yes, but I don't think I know what they are. I probably recognize them, but I can't think.
Well, puke is one.
Oh, yeah, I have heard that.
Spew?
No.
Cascade? Upswallow?
Upchuck.
Upchuck, yes, I've heard that one too. All right, and how do you describe this condition? He is sick?
His stomach. Sick at his stomach.
And someone came for the purpose of giving you some news, you might say, he came over to
tell us the news or bring the report.
All right. And if you want to say, yes, I like this, I'd like to keep it for a long time or infinitely, you'd say, I'd like to keep it.
Indefinitely.
All right. And this is just the plain future. If he doesn't come, you want to say that you will be sad. You will be very disappointed.
I'll be so sorry.
If he doesn't come, I'll
be disappointed or so sorry is what I mean.
All right. And if you use, instead of saying I'll, if you use two words.
I will.
All right. And you're talking about two of us, we, the same idea. You say, I shall be disappointed. How would you say it if you're talking about two of us, we?
We will be disappointed.
All right. And if your child is being naughty or about to be naughty and you're going to tell them that you intend to perhaps
punish
them, you will say, I'll
punish you for that.
Would you ever say, I'll go and spank you, or would you just say, I'll spank you?
I'll spank you, is what I would say.
What about, I'll up and spank you, or wouldn't say, I'll up and spank you?
No.
And what is the way that you would describe, or that you perhaps have heard described in the past, to mean a young man is seeing a girl?
He goes with her, or goes steady, or is courting her.
Any other old words that you can remember?
Let's see. Some of those are old.
Yeah. How about sparking?
I've heard that, but I never used that. I think that was before my day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What about he's sweet on her?
Yeah, I've heard of that. He's sweet on her.
He's walking out with.
That's no. Going out, I've heard that, and he's going out with her.
And what are the ways that you would say this young man is her friend?
Her beau, or boyfriend, or sweetheart.
Right, if he goes constantly with her, he's her
steady beau.
All right. And his girlfriend, the ways you might say that.
She's his girlfriend, but sweetheart.
Any variations on the word